A quick warning, if you're under 50, this video doesn't particularly include any good news for you. And this is meant to be a good news video, so you may wish to scroll on. Okay, now the young ones have gone, let's get into the good news. And it's all about my favourite chart in the whole world. And that's the Average Life Satisfaction by Age chart, or as it's sometimes called, the happiness curve. So what this shows is that from the age of 50, the average happiness across the world increases. And we see these similar smile curves in high-income, middle-income, and low-income countries, and the UK is no exception. So if you're an average 50-year-old, things are looking up, at least on the happiness front anyway. And what's even better is the same is true if you're 60, 70, or even 80. Happiness often improves after the age of 50 due to 7 different factors. And number 7 for me is particularly important. Number 1, that's life experience and wisdom. So by the age of 50, many people have accumulated a wealth of life experiences and wisdom. And this helps them face challenges better and also to appreciate some of the positives in life. Now, the second one is financial stability. So many individuals are more financially stable by the time they hit the 50s, and this reduces money-related stress and allows you a bit more time to enjoy life. The third one is personal relationships. Now, relationships do become more meaningful as you get a bit older, and friendships and family bonds just become much more important in your life. And there's often more time to work on these relationships and these connections. The next one is self-acceptance. And people tend to have a better understanding and acceptance of themselves. And this leads to increased confidence and contentment, really. Next one for me is the focus on health and well-being. So quite often when we get to this age, there's often much more time spent thinking about our health and our own well-being. And this can contribute to an overall level of happiness. And then we've got freedom and leisure. So our children have grown up, careers have been established, and there's often more time for hobbies and travel and some other leisure activities. And the last one, the most important one for me, is that we step off the hedonic treadmill. So this is the tendency for us as humans to return to a relatively stable level of happiness despite significant positives or negative events in our life. So if we ride the hedonic treadmill, this often refers to this cycle of continually seeking new pleasures or new material gains in the hope of achieving some lasting happiness, only to find that the happiness is really temporary and you quickly return back to your base level of happiness. And this cycle can lead to constant pursuit without ever feeling truly happy. I read once a tongue-in-cheek comment in one of my videos which said that I will never truly be happy until I get the iPhone 12. And that really did make me chuckle, and it stuck with me for some time, actually. So here are some key aspects of riding that hedonic treadmill. So temporary happiness, achievements or acquisitions, buying things like a new car or a promotion or a holiday, these provide very short-term boosts in happiness. And then we next have something called adaptation, which over time you get used to these new circumstances and this initial happiness fades. And then phase 3 is increased desires. And as you adapt, your expectations and your desires increase. This leads to you to seek out more and more intense sources of happiness. Then you have the cycle of pursuit, and this creates a cycle where you're always chasing the next new thing, but never really achieving that lasting contentment you were always looking for. So understanding this concept can help you to recognize the importance of focusing on the sustainable sources of happiness, as we mentioned, and these are personal growth, meaningful relationships, and activities that actually align with your personal values. Okay, so in our 50s, we do tend to step off the hedonic treadmill, and this definitely brings some benefits. And the first of these is increased life satisfaction. So by focusing on these meaningful and fulfilling activities rather than constantly seeking them new pleasures, you can actually experience a deeper sense of contentment and satisfaction with your overall life. And also reduce stress. So this constant pursuit of material gains and these fleeting pleasures can be really stressful. So shifting your focus to more sustainable sources of happiness. And then there's also enhanced relationships. So this is prioritizing the meaningful connections over the material possessions. And this can lead to much more fulfilling relationships and can provide a greater sense of belonging and support. And these all lead to improved mental health. So things like being grateful, being mindful, really do help you to step off that hedonic treadmill. And these have really been linked in lots and lots of different studies to better mental health and reduce symptoms of both anxiety and depression. Okay, so we're all 50 plus. We're getting happier every day. And I'll check in with you regularly to see how we're all doing. So see you on the next one. Cheers.